Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're hearing so many reports about what's taking place in the Middle East, so many wrong reports that are taking place, and we try to be there as much as we can. You know, if you know, we have a lot of different programs about Israel. And this, who would know better than Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as they're gathering together and talking about what's really going on?
Yes,
what's really going on over there, and it's important because they have terrorist attacks right there in the capital in Jerusalem, which you saw on VFN TV, that nobody's talking about. A police officer in the capital was killed and one was wounded by three terrorists, and you don't hear anything. And it happened in the capital of Israel. And so let's just hear firsthand. John, tell us what is going on over there as they're taking this.
Well, this is interesting.
The leader's taking this look.
Yeah, this is interesting. In Jerusalem, they just met at this conference. It's the 42nd annual Israel mission for a conference of presidents. They've gathered 50 presidents of Jewish organizations in the United States that support Israel. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. They have about 100 delegates there. And what they're really addressing is finding out the realistic things that Israel's facing in the Middle East. What's going on? First of all, I was greatly encouraged to find out that there was 100, fill 50, organizations and then 100 delegates meeting just for this one purpose.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And they're addressing the real issues and the real concerns. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they were talking about was, potentially a nuclear empowered Iran. And what does that mean to the region? What does that mean to Israel?
Which is the deal that we just cut, president just cut, and Secretary of State John Kerry cut with Iran.
I mean, release them with and they're saying that in the short term, it seems to be restrictive, but at the long term, obviously, they're going to get, they'll have the weapon. I mean, they will have the nuclear.
Well, I think, to the perspective of Americans, we always think, well, that's got to be far away because America's just from coast to coast, from California to Florida. It's such a big distance.
We saw how fast internet travels.
Yes, well, you know that. But think about, these countries are just, they can all snuggle up in one quarter of America's America's geographical region.
Yeah, I remember when I was in Israel, I was like, oh my goodness, Lebanon's over there, Syria's over there.
Yeah, right.
Throw a rock and you're in Lebanon.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't throw the rock, though.
Oh, yeah.
We found that out.
Yeah.
Pat should have never thrown that rock.
Uh-oh.
He probably saw us on CNN.
Messed up his hair and everything. It was a bad situation.
It was bad. All they took him to the back.
Uh-oh.
And he was never the same again.
I don't know what happened in that back room.
I don't know what happened, but he cut his hair. The mullet's gone after that. Something, he's just a new person. So
that's
what's going on?
That's great. So they're gathering, they're discussing these things, like I said, and one of the concerns was that now that Iran has hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars now going to be released in trade, that where is that money going to go?
Plus they're selling oil.
Well, yeah, but where's that money going to go in terms of Hamas and Hezbollah and all these different...
Yeah, what is their fighting arm there in Libya?
Not...
There's so many different names for the very same thing.
Hamas. They support Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
True.
I believe Hezbollah is in Lebanon.
Right.
But they're fighting all these proxy wars, and now
that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're using these other militant groups to get in there and do jihad, and it's been quiet now for
Israel. Holy war, hurting people, killing people, doing things on behalf of Allah, their God.
And the media today is not even reporting all the different things that are happening to Israelis on any given day. Brutal stabbings and people being run over at bus stops.
Yes. And you did see them. You've seen this on VFN TV.
Yes, you have.
The way that you would see it about something happening in America. And we're sad to say that the secular media is not showing it. Mm. And ever how goes Jerusalem, so goes the church. And if in any way... this is how radical Islam sees America, no matter who you are. They see us as a Christian nation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if somebody's going to charge the border, for example, they would go, okay, no, you're not. You're not. As a matter of fact, they we're going to be having our next program. It's so tragic. But they just beheaded a teenager for listening to Western popular music.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. So many people are thinking, well, I'm not a Christian. Nothing's going to happen to me. Look, he's a teenager listening to Western popular music, and they beheaded this young man that had so much future ahead of him. There's nothing good in that. Islam version, that that's not good.
No.
If it causes you to cut the young man's head off, I mean, we're going to be talking about this in our next program. So this is why you have BB and 100 leaders coming together going, we need to take a realistic look at what's taking place over here.
This is what Dr. Michael Doran, the senior fellow at the Hudson Institute think tank, this is what he told the Conference of Presidents. These are presidents of major organizations that are supportive of Israel. He said, the president, Barack Obama, doesn't understand Iran the way that we do. The president represents a trend in U.S. national security elite, which sees Iran as a natural ally of the United States. This is a strongly held secret opinion, and they don't like to advertise it because it's unpopular politically. Duran also said that this false belief is widely held not only by Democrats, but by Republicans, too. And he said that President Obama has convinced himself that in the end, Iran and the U.S. have the same interests of defeating Islamic State, and that Iran doesn't really want to destroy Israel.
There's one particular quote, I believe, by Rand, where she said, you know, you can ignore reality, but you cannot ignore the consequences of reality.
Mm.
And you can't ignore God. I mean, God is holding everything together. He exists. He's in everything. He holds everything together. He's watching everything. He's aware of everything. And when you go punch God in the apple of his eye in Israel, well, he's saying, I will judge every nation by what you did. By what you did to the land of Israel, what you did to the Jewish folks. And it's like, it doesn't matter how good your domestic program is, you're not going to have a domesticated part of your nation if you're affecting the domesticated part of Israel.
Yeah. And what part do you, I mean, it's almost delusional because you don't have, we don't have to perceive, we don't have to think, we don't have to rationalize how Iran really feels towards Israel. We can just listen and see their own words.
You've seen it for quite some time on VFN TV.
They're destroying mock aircraft carriers of the United States.
Yeah.
They are saying that, death to Israelis. The former president of Iran said that the Holocaust didn't even exist.
At the United Nations, I believe he even made a statement at the United Nations.
These are things that they've said repeatedly over and over again. And allegedly, even the Ayatollah said that, listen, it's all about, I'm paraphrasing, jihad. If Iran has to go, then it has to go. It's a small price to pay for the destruction.
So it's a kamikaze nation.
Yeah.
It's willing to throw itself into the fires of their theology.
Yeah.
And that's the dangerous thing. I think that's exactly what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is focusing on. This is not somebody who wants to live beyond their attack. They believe that they're going to, if they die in this whole process, then they're going to go have a 70, is a 70-year-old virgin or 70 virgins? And what is it?
I don't know.
But they're going to go to their heaven. And what a great, think about it. Somebody's telling you a great lie that says that if you go kill somebody who's creating the image and the likeness of God, that God's going to go, hey, well done. I'm so glad that you got here. Thanks for killing my image.
Yeah.
And it's just a false.
Big lie. Big lie. The other thing that was mentioned at this conference reminds me of exactly what you said in terms of, remember when in Syria, the president said that if Assad, Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, used chemical weapons on his own people, that would be the red line and that the United States would get involved.
We've heard so many other statements, but yes, I remember
that happened.
Yes.
And he did not get involved.
No.
And they said the very same thing that you said, that basically the buck was passed over to Putin. And Russia has come on in, and now they are the influencer in the Middle East, while the United States is digressing and coming back. And what does that mean for Israel now?
And we talked about that on the program, where all these United Arab nations were coming together in the League of Nations.
22
of them. And they were saying, listen, America, we will pay for this war, but deal with this issue. Deal with Syria. Deal with ISIS. All these different things were going on at that time. And the president takes all that agreement, all that unity of the United Arab League, 22 nations, which is just hundreds. I don't know. It's quite a few folks.
The Arab League?
Yeah.
There's 22 nations in North Africa.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
Big.
And so he just takes that football that was given to him, if you would, and just passes that football to Putin and just hands it off to him.
Wow.
And it's like, and we talked about that. And look, I mean, you hear even presidential candidates saying, hey, we need to partner with Putin to take this thing. And what's happening in the Middle East, everybody's trying just to, because everybody's not radical Islam in the Middle East. But people aren't dealing with it in the Middle East like it needs to be dealt with. And they want it resolved. And America has enough force and enough power and a big enough military, even though it's been downsized rapidly, to be able to deal with it. But it's not being done. But it was way back when they said, here we are, we'll pay for the entire thing. So we wouldn't have went in debt. We could have probably paid off our $19 trillion that we would have in debt. And do this. And he says, I'll just, you know, turn that football over to Putin, and Putin began, which is historically something that happened in the past. And you're looking at Gog and Magog. You're looking at, Persia. You're looking at, Iran, and you're looking at, you know, potentially the king of Rush working together now. And that's what's happening with the leader of Syria. I mean, you're looking at, he's fighting, Iranian soldiers trying to it's just Gog and Magog fighting together.
The world is expecting the United States to lead.
Yes.
You know, and when the United States is weak-footed, they're not, you know, our administration's not tough, they don't do the things that are in best interests, then people get shaky.
Right.
When you look at this election, that's why it's so important. And we talk about all these countries, and the way the narrative goes out, it makes it seem like these other countries are on the same level playing field. There is no nation on the face of the earth of the size, the wealth, the power, the military expertise, nothing compared to the United States. In fact, Iran, their GDP is equivalent to the state of Pennsylvania.
Right.
They're not on the map.
Right.
They're not on the map. And so if we don't lead and we pull ourselves out, then what happens?
And when you hear politicians putting nations that gross national product is equal to a state in America, that you know they're not being honest with you, because that's not comparing apple to apples.
Allowing them to dictate terms of a contract. I don't think so.
France is like 60. It's like 60.
60 million.
60 million. And America's 330 million. And so you could fit a lot of these countries and how God has so blessed us. I'm like, why would we want to turn back on the Lord as a nation? I really believe in asking God just to intervene, you know, on the behalf of this nation. But no matter what, you can focus on him. We're talking about, John and I are talking about how Israel's 100 leaders came together with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take a specific, detailed look at what's taking place in Israel. And like John was saying earlier, 100 leaders coming together on behalf of Israel in the Middle East was very encouraging.
Which represent organizations of people all across the United States that stand strong for Israel. And thank God that we have so many Christians and so many Americans that believe that we have to stand with our biggest ally.
This has gotten so bad that I believe Saudi Arabia is now debating whether to partner with Israel to be able to.
Yes.
And so that's huge, because out of Saudi Arabia, reports are, that's where they're all this homegrown stuff.
Wahhabism
and all that's coming out and sending this stuff around the world. And so,
well, they're still cutting people's heads off in Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're still whipping people.
Yes, they are. They really are.
And abusing women too. I mean, it's horrible.
But we're drinking their oil. So what are we doing with our cars? We got to begin to really think about, you know, what does that mean to be a nation that has these values? And I think when you hear people, you know, speak about, you know, the earth and the energy and preserving things, maybe some of their reasoning might be behind what they see, what we do, and
what's it coming from, paying money
for oil, what it does to society.
Absolutely.
There's so many governments that are like 80-90% of their budget comes from the oil money.
Sure.
Which creates tyrants and these family ruling, you know.
Well, look what's happening in Venezuela right now. A new report came out that they had to raise their gas for the first time in 20 years. But this is a country that's oil rich, oil dependent.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, and their people are standing in lines today, 2016, for food. Massive lines just to get government rationed food.
Right.
They can't feed their
own
people. It's
almost like a crack addiction to oil.
Horrible.
Because how did we, as a nation, as people, how do we survive without oil? Because oil was not something that cars and oil.
Well, remember Perry Stone's insight that someone in the Knesset shared with him, that one of the four things that Israel's going to be able to acquire that's going to make them free, not needing the United States anymore, is they're not going to be dependent on oil anymore, because they're going to convert to natural gas, which is a huge thing.
Right, that's right.
We have an abundance of resources like that here in the United States.
They'll be totally independent, like within 4 years or something, of every nation.
Yeah.
We better get on the right side.
We better get on the right side.
So what else is going on?
Well, this is what they say. They say that in Israel, the U.S. seems to be losing its foothold, too. So it's not just an American in the world. In January, one Israeli poll named Russian President Putin as its person of the year for 2015. Putin, whose country in 2015 was considered by the international analysis to have surpassed North Korea as the United States' greatest adversary, was the clear winner of the Jerusalem Post with almost 30% of the vote.
Say that one more time.
You gotta listen to this. You gotta hear this.
Oh, yes.
Okay. In January, one Israeli poll named Russian President of Putin as its person of the year for 2015. Putin, whose country in 2015 was considered by international analysis to have surpassed North Korea as the United States' greatest adversary,
right,
was the clear winner of Jerusalem Post, you know, by 30%.
I can't believe the Jerusalem Post is actually promoting, I guess,
They polled
the Israeli people,
and the Israeli people said that Putin is the person of the year from a country that surpassed North Korea.
Former KGB leader.
And connected to, I mean,
people
no
just kind of drop off, like, they have what's it called,
an oligarchy.
Yeah, oligarchy, where it's ran by these few business leaders that are,
I don't know, business,
it.
Or
yeah.
What kind of business,
yeah. And they're saying, what a crazy world. Crazy. This is like a bad movie that you can't get out of,
yeah.
Or a book you wish you never would have started reading. But it's real. This is actually
very
real.
Very real. And you look at what's going on with North Korea right now. They're launching these rockets. You have China building this island China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Russia, and the United States is retreating. I mean, there definitely has to be a major turn. But this is what Netanyahu told the conference, the Prime Minister of Israel. He told the conference of presidents, not just any delegates. He says, we live in an era where there are two parallel but contradictory trends regarding the state of Israel. On one hand, Israel faces ongoing diplomatic hostility from longtime friends, including from the European Union and its member countries. On the other hand, non-traditional partners like India, China.
By the way, the new CEO of Google is from, is he Indian-American?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but he's from India.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On the other hand, non-traditional partners like India, China, Japan, Russia, and African and Latin American nations are warming up to Israel. The first reason is the concern with the spread of militant Islam, which has become a global plague, and the terrorism that it produces, said Netanyahu, and countries want to have the benefit from Israel's experience and our intelligence. So you got all these nations that traditionally would not have partnered with Israel.
Right.
Japan, Africa, China, Russia.
You know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's hand, God's plans to always prevail.
Yeah.
And, I mean, God, prophecy's being fulfilled so rapidly now. Because there's going to be a momentary partnership with China and the Asian countries and Israel for a season where Israel's going to share technology. This is their prophetic words. They'll share, you know, they have all this technology, but they'll share that with China. The power will shift. Obviously, we're watching America downsized. You know, it's interesting. We went supersized on our menu, and our country now is going down, being downsized.
You know, we spoke about Apple, you know. Tim Cook, the beginning of our program. Apple, their company, is worth more than all of Russia's stock exchange combined. One company.
I can tell by their customer service how it's changed now.
Oh, yeah. So it just goes to show you just the vastness in country and the position that we hold here in the United States as a world leader. And if we abandon Israel, we're saying a lot.
You know, in Israel, you know, most of America stands with Israel, but the government that we chose by voting or not voting, the 530-some-odd folks.
We're really saying the president, because the Congress and the Senate have been very supportive of Israel.
Well, they could be more supportive by changing a couple branches.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a way to change it.
Yeah.
I mean, they remember the Supreme Court ruled that if you were born, somehow they did this. I don't know. They're not supposed to create law. We just had on a previous program, you should never be able to fear.
Legislate, right.
You should never legislate. You don't have to fear the Supreme Court because they can't legislate, and they can't. They don't have the sword, and they don't have the purse,
basically,
the two things. And it seems like they have the sword, the purse, the bank, the everything. And they voted, they heard a case about if you're born in Jerusalem, you can no longer say you're born in Jerusalem. You can only say you were born in Israel.
Mm.
That's a huge affront. You know, Jerusalem, you're talking about Mount Moriah, where, you know, God met man and revealed himself and where Jesus is going to come back and rule. And we decided in our Supreme Court of nine Supreme Courts that our presidents have put into their places and Congress has approved. So I don't think it's just the president. I think the whole thing is messing up. The Democratic National Convention, they wanted to take Jerusalem out of their platform and say that it's not the capital of Israel. It wasn't even on the website of the White House acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And then a Methodist pastor from Ohio at the Democratic National Convention stood up and he said, listen, that's not right. This is what we want. And they took a vote. And the majority of the people in that session, we have that. The most of the people in that session said, no, we don't care. We don't want Jerusalem, you know, as the capital. And they just pushed it through. The mayor of San Francisco, was it?
Los Angeles, Antonio. Well,
yeah, and he just pushed it through anyway because they knew it wasn't going to go good over America. But it's like God saw every bit of that.
I guess the reason I said that is because when Speaker Boehner invited Benjamin Netanyahu to come to deliver his case why they shouldn't sign that Iran deal and the standing ovations of those that were there. That's why I made that statement. But you're right.
But while Boehner supported all the other stuff. It's kind of like bipolar.
Very much so.
Listen, it's time for us to think about making a difference. In America, the way we do that is to get informed, get registered to vote, and to vote.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.